O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Amen. Amen. For most of this week, most of us, maybe even all of us, have been focused on watching Hurricane Matthew move slowly through Haiti, Cuba, the Bahamas, and then up the coast of Florida, Georgia, and now into South Carolina and North Carolina. We've been praying for all those who are affected by this serious and deadly storm. Our sisters and brothers in Haiti have suffered the most and will continue to have the most suffering with this storm. Terrible devastation, mudslides, and over 800 people dead. Crops destroyed, livestock destroyed, bridges out. Haiti, one of the poorest countries in the world, has taken the biggest hit from this storm and has the least infrastructure in place to recover from it. And then, of course, elsewhere along its path, there continues to be much damage, most of it property damage, not as much loss of life in Cuba, the Bahamas, and on the coast of Florida, Georgia, and South and North Carolina. Those of us who are fortunate not to have been affected by this storm have the opportunity to help those who have. And of course, there are many good ways to do this, but I want to lift up for us this morning Episcopal Relief and Development, our own relief organization through the Episcopal Church. And because all the administrative costs for that are paid for by the National Church, by the giving that we give to the diocese and the giving that the diocese all give to the National Church, 100% of the money that you give to Episcopal Relief and Development goes directly to aid. So there's much, much healing that will need to happen in the days and months and years ahead, at least for Haiti. And today's gospel takes us into the heart of healing. Jesus is traveling through a border region. And here he encounters a group of people who are not only seriously ill, but also completely cut off from their community. They cannot touch anyone. They cannot get near anyone. And no one can touch them or go near them. They cannot stay in their own homes. They've had to leave their families and join this little band of people with the same disease. They cannot even worship with other people because in the synagogue they are considered to be unclean. They cannot enter. They have to live on the outside, apart from everything that they love. So these people call out to Jesus for mercy as he walks by. And Jesus sees them. He offers them healing. He tells them to go and show themselves to the priests. That might sound strange, but the reason for that is that in that culture and religion, the priests were the only ones who could bring them back into community. The priests would have to examine the person from head to toe to be sure that the leprosy was completely gone before they could declare them clean and fit to come back in community. So Jesus told them to go show themselves to the priests. And while they still had leprosy in their body, they went. All of them did what Jesus asked. And as they went, they were healed. All of them were healed. But one of them was so filled with joy. One of them was so grateful for this gift of new life that he turned around, praising God, falling to the ground, and worshiping at Jesus' feet. This gospel story is about second chances. This one man took that second chance. All 10 of the people were healed, but 9 of them seem to have simply gone back to their lives as they were. Only one of them took this opportunity not to go back to life as it had been, but to get a whole new life. A life full of thankfulness and praise. A life full with God. God is always giving us second chances. We always have a chance to live our lives not as they have been, but as a whole new life, centered in thankfulness and praise. A whole new life centered in God. Friday evening, as Hurricane Matthew headed up the coast towards South Carolina, a friend of mine who lives in Charleston, South Carolina, wrote these words. He wrote from wherever it was he had evacuated to, "I write tonight with a heavy heart. I write tonight not knowing whether or not our home in Charleston, South Carolina, will be spared from Hurricane Matthew. I write tonight with a very heavy heart for all the lives lost and homes destroyed, from Haiti to Cuba, from the Bahamas to Florida, from Georgia to South Carolina and on to North Carolina. Yet," he said, "I reflect as well on how very thankful I am to God, who has always seen me through the toughest of times, through loss, grief, and the assault of evil, both human and natural. God is always good," he writes. "God is always with us and present in our trials and sufferings. So we do not lose heart, but rather we rejoice and trust fully in the one who sent his Son into the world to teach us the meaning of love, compassion, and service, and who gave his very life for you and me." So writes my friend. God is always giving us a second chance. Not just to live life as it has been, or even a little bit better, but to live a whole new life in God. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home.